by fishing the river, you get the feel of the river, and you find certain spots that is better than others. Now, for instance, when the river's raising, you go to the lakes, because your fish is working out of the river up into the lakes. Now, when the water's low, you fish the river. If you're in a lake that's not influenced by the rise and fall of the river, then you just fish any place, wherever you find the fish. Because you go out there and you look for the fish. I mean, you see them before you go to catch them. You see a buffalo running through the water, and you can tell it's a buffalo by the wave it makes. For instance, it's like a barge, you know, push a swell ahead of it, and it's a distinguished swell that you know is the buffalo that's running. A carp, when you see him run, he's like a V in the water, you know. He's more, the way he's built, it's more of a streamlined wave that comes behind him. Now, a spoonbill, he'll go around the circle, because he's got this big paddle on his head there, and well, he, you know, he can't run, but he'll go around the circle there. So after fishing the river, you get to know it, and you know these things.